Welcome to Our Faith Talks. My name is Bevan and with my wife Tam, we're the pastors of Co Church. Thank you for connecting with us. Our desire is to grow in a loving relationship with Jesus and to help you do the same. And so the best thing that you can do is to view this talk with other people. We have what we call our co-circles, and they're simply small groups of people that get together to view this talk and then have a conversation about it afterwards. We grow best by hearing the Word of God, but by also being in community with others. And so if you'd like to connect, if you'd like to meet some other people, please let us know and we'll help you to get involved. We're in the lead up to Easter, and so our hope with these talks is that you will receive everything of what Christ came to give you. Enjoy this faith talk. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It's a verse in the Bible that gets me every single time that I read it. It's found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Its meaning is so significant, especially as we are 2 weeks away from Easter Sunday. What are your earliest memories of Easter? For me, it was growing up on a banana farm, and that day of Easter Sunday was all about one thing. It was the hunt for the chocolate Easter egg. And with it being a farm, there was plenty of space. And so let me tell you, this was an all-day affair. Quite often, it was more about survival than it was about getting the eggs. And then for some reason, I became that person that wanted to preserve the Easter eggs that I found. And when I say preserve, it became like this personal challenge. How long could I hold on to a chocolate Easter egg? And let me tell you again, sometimes it went 12 months from one Easter to the next Easter. And we didn't grow up in the coolest of environments. And so you can understand that the quality of that chocolate 12 months on wasn't always the best. But the word Easter, it literally derives from the name given to an English pagan goddess. She was known as the goddess of spring. And so it was a festival about a new season, and it actually predated any Christian association. I can appreciate why it became adopted by a Christian context, because if you think about celebrating spring, it's about celebrating new life. And new life is central to the Christian message. But if we were looking for a festival that better connected to this message that we would know of Christ, then actually the best place to look is the festival of the Passover. The Passover is a Jewish festival that actually aligns with the timing of Easter in our calendars. Why would I say that it's best to look at the Passover? Well, Christianity has Jewish roots. Jesus was a Jew. We would know that the Last Supper took place as a Passover meal, that the central message, or at least the hope that is the central message of Easter, and that is the event of Jesus going to the cross, being crucified, rising again, took place throughout the Passover. What we would believe is that Jesus fulfilled the ceremony of what the Passover was. What does Easter mean to you? It's a question that I'm asking myself, and I feel so strongly about asking you that question, because it's important for us to contemplate, to consider how this message has implications in our own life. I want to read to you just an excerpt of some of the study and research that I've been doing around the Passover to better understand what took place in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus going to the cross. It says this: Passover is called the Feast of Freedom, since it celebrates the exodus of the Israelites from bondage in Egypt, and it memorializes the night when the faithful were protected by the blood of the Lamb. Today, Jews celebrate Passover to commemorate the liberation of the descendants of Abraham from their prophesied slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moses. Among rabbinically observant Jews, the liberation of the Jewish people is the keynote of the Passover season. And Passover is often called the season of our liberation. Passover is also known as the month of salvation, both in terms of physical deliverance from Egypt, but more profoundly in terms of spiritual salvation. It has been said the Passover is about experiencing the deliverance of God from all of our fears. The Passover is the story of Jesus and what he accomplished and the essence of what we are to remember over this Easter season. It's a story of rescuing. It's a story of salvation and of freedom. It's a story of deliverance. This is my story and this is your story too. I'm going to read to you from the book of Exodus. In my seeking to understand more about the Passover, we would actually see that this is the first time God calling his people into this celebration. And it was a celebration to commemorate an actual event that took place in Egypt. You can get more of the details in Exodus chapter 12, but this is what God says to his people. This is a day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. You know, when I was looking at this and raising that question, what does Easter mean to you? It comes because of this next passage of scripture that I'm going to read to you that really stood out to me. And it stood out to me in kind of an out-of-the-box way because it's not something that I'd actually ever given too much consideration to before. This is again God speaking to his people about this ceremony that they are to celebrate because of what was happening at the Passover. Exodus 12 and verse 24. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, observe this ceremony, the ceremony of the Passover. And then verse 26, and when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you? Tell them. I know that doesn't sound like anything too profound, but given the context of life as we know it, this COVID pandemic, that has had such a significant impact on what church in many nations looks like, where it has interrupted gatherings, it has disrupted rhythms. I felt quite early on that one of the key opportunities that we as followers of Jesus or the church had throughout this time was that worship can now begin in the home. And if anything, it's the place where it always should begin. I wonder if we have become so reliant on the environments that we find ourselves in. And that's not a bad thing because we love the environment of gathering. We love the environment of being with other believers and lifting our voice. And there is something unique and something special about that. But when we find ourselves in times such as these, when this can't happen, how does that affect our faith? How does that affect the next generation's faith? And that's something that we should carry as a responsibility. Worship begins in the home. And so this question, what does Easter mean to you? I love that God actually brings that up with his people as they are about to now celebrate this for generations to come. He says to them, when your children ask you, the children who weren't necessarily at the actual event, but now seeing a ceremony, seeing some sort of thing taking place, when they ask you, what does this mean to you? Tell them. And so hopefully we would come to a place where this story, this reality This gospel message, this message of Jesus means something to us, and we have the ways of communicating and articulating this with the generations to come. I would like us to try something this year. And perhaps you've never done this, or maybe this is something that you do every year. But why don't you take time, even if it's on Easter Sunday evening or sometime on that day, to sit around the table, to have a meal, and to share your testimony. If you had asked me, what is your earliest memories or what does Easter mean to you from your childhood, I probably would have said chocolate. But now Easter to me means freedom. I didn't grow up knowing and following Jesus. I was in certain environments where I had the opportunity to do so, but it took being in a place of feeling lost, feeling bound to a certain degree, that I ended up seeking something that was greater than my own life. And in that seeking, found the one true source of life. And His name is Jesus. That Jesus is the way into freedom. I used to think that Christianity was something that would restrict your life, that would hinder your life. But I've come to experience it in the complete opposite way. A life in Christ, which is to celebrate what the Passover means, it is freedom. This Easter is a month of freedom. This is a month of our salvation. I remember making that decision to believe, to accept, to receive that Jesus is in fact God in the flesh, and that He came to save me, and that He came to save you. I had this liberation experience. I had the sense that I was now free. I want to finish by reading from Luke chapter 4. And the fascinating thing about this piece of scripture in Luke chapter 4 is that it is the first documented account of Jesus speaking in a public setting. He found himself in the synagogue, as was their rhythm, as was their custom. And he actually was given a scroll of scripture to read out aloud. He found himself in the scripture of Isaiah, Isaiah 61. And he is quoting Isaiah 61 from Luke chapter 4. It says this, verse 16, he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, his home. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, sat down, and the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, this is about Jesus, and Jesus is about freedom. I want you to consider the meaning of Easter, of the Passover, of Christ on the cross and Him rising again for every single one of us. Salvation is here. Salvation is now, and it is found in Christ. Thanks again for connecting. Like I said earlier, if there is ever anything we can help you with, even with what you've just heard, and you've got more questions, you'd like to talk to us about faith and following Jesus, please get in touch. You can email me directly, bevan@code-church.org, or you can visit our website. All of our resource is available on there. You can catch up to date with previous talks as well. And then also, it's a way for you to make contact. We hope that this Easter is a significant time for you and that Christ sets you free in every aspect of life. We'll chat soon.